Documentary voiceover. Millionaire's Mile, the story of Hedges Avenue. Documentary script, version number one and final, November 2004. With thanks to historian Barry Galton, maps from Terry Jackman and Bert Cockerell, photographs from the Hedges family, the Anderson family, and historian Graham Trethewey. Story, Ken Newton, with assistance from Quentin Todd. This is Hedges Avenue. It's hardly an avenue, more of a back lane with attitude. It's the name on everyone's lips. Everyone, that is, with a spare $4.5 million, which might buy them a pocket-sized, handkerchief-sized piece of sand dune right on the Pacific Ocean at Mermaid Beach in the central Gold Coast of Queensland. That's assuming, of course, that they could find one for sale. It's doubtful if there is any other foreshore residential property on the entire Australian coastline which, metre for metre, could be more expensive and more sought after than Hedges Avenue. Partly because of the values and partly because of the personalities who live there, Hedges has become the most talked about beach community in the nation. It's got the media intrigued and the real estate agents scratching their heads. It's got those who actually live there for the right reasons, because they like it, wondering what all the fuss is about. There's the occasional rags-to-riches story, reserved for those who inherited a fibro beach shack or were canny enough to buy a bit of Hedges Avenue any time prior to the 1980s. But even then, canniness had little to do with it. Nobody could possibly have forecast that a run-down fibro beach shack, which might have been worth $60,000 less than 20 years ago, would today fetch up to $5 or $6 million. Most of the people in the 94 properties on the beachside have no intention of moving. They came here for a very good reason, and it wasn't to show off or to make a quick buck. The real estate paparazzi have dubbed Hedges Avenue Millionaire's Mile, and why not? It's precisely a mile long. Hedges Avenue was, for most of its early history, a failure, a beach resort that was so remote, so wild, that nobody wanted it. When it first became available for pioneer selectors in 1871, it was worth all of sixpence an acre. The first residents were cattle, and even they found little sustenance on the coastal swamp. This huge chunk of the coast, from south of Surface to Nobby's and west to the Great Swamp, now Mermaid Waters, was taken up by James Cockerell. Subsequent owners of Hedges Avenue Strip didn't exactly make their fortunes either. A prolific Brisbane land agent and developer, R.G. Oates, saw gold in those rolling sandhills. A man perhaps way ahead of his time, he carved up a huge area of Mermaid Beach and charged £70 for narrow beach frontage lots. Oh, if you wanted a corner block, it was an extra £5. On the side roads, you could pick up a block for £45 east of the highway, which was then barely a bush track. And because this area was still officially part of Southport, it was left to Mr. Oates to road test some of the names. His advertisements of 1925 show that it was already being called Mermaid Beach, although other real estate campaigns called it Los Angeles or Los Angelos Estate, and to complicate it further, the estate was located in the main Southport Surfing Centre. The opening up of the Jubilee Bridge across the Narang River in 1925, meant that people could motor further south than ever before, opening up a whole new frontier. Mr. Oates tried desperately to capitalise on the opening of the bridge. His ads got straight to the point. New coastal road bridge opened for Easter traffic. Increased values are assured on completion of the road. Are you prepared to accept or are you not? a road reserve called Los Angeles Boulevard, can still be found on modern survey maps just above the high water mark. According to Mr. Oates, the waters of Los Angeles Beach had great therapeutic qualities. Men and women are rejuvenated by the salt sea spray. Their tired and languishing nerves are galvanized into activity by the buoyant breakers that expend their energy on the silvery sands. The little children revel and thrive in nature's wonderful playground, and the bronzed forms of humanity bespeak its health-giving properties. The pessimist becomes an optimist where nature reveals itself in all its splendor. This gushing testimonial fell on deaf ears. Mr. Oates was getting desperate. His ads screamed, "It requires a feeble imagination to paint a mental picture of the progress that will result from an ever-increasing population." With the attraction of James Cavill's new hotel at Elston, across the river from Southport, why would anyone in their right mind venture further south into the wilderness? It would take another half a century before people would realise that Mr. Oates had accurately described the ambience of this wide beach and high dunes. As the Depression years started to bite, Mr. Oates and his estates didn't do all that well, and he had to offload some land to pay back rates to the council. One of his saviours in the mid-20s was undoubtedly William Hedges.